I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And we are very happy to welcome to our studios today a family band, and it's the Georgia Ray Family Band, Fiddler Georgia Ray and Company. Welcome, everybody.
Hey.
Hi.
Well, Georgia, since you have your name is on it, do you want to introduce everybody?
Sure. I've got my punk rockin' mama on guitar. I've got my little sister Quintessa on the mandolin. My older sister Kelly Jo is lead vocal. She plays some kazoo also and some ukulele. And then I've got my pretend brother Joe on bass.
and mom's name is Ronnie.
Yes.
moms have names too. We got to make sure we acknowledge that.
Yes, that's
I know I never call mine by anything but mom. Well, welcome. It's so nice to have you all here.
We're very happy to be here.
Yeah. And you're playing for the Cabin Fever Festival, which is happening all weekend long. It kicks off this evening around 6 with an open stage down at the Radisson Hotel in the main ballroom there. And you all take the stage at 9 o'clock. So that's tonight. There's a swing dance tonight at the Harbor City International School. Right, Kim? We've got Kim from the Fishheads in here. There's a swing dance from 7 to 9 there tonight. Then tomorrow night, the fun kicks off again at 11 a.m. at the Radisson. And you all play at 3:15 in the afternoon tomorrow. And then there is a dinner show. And there's another dance, an old-time dance, coming up tomorrow night at the Avalon Education. Oh, nope. Is that moved as well? Is Harbor City as well? Okay. Make sure we get this all right. Harbor City School, and that's from 6 to 9 as well. And then evening concerts on Saturday. And Georgia Ray, you do a fiddle loop solo thing at 7, and then at 8:45, it's the whole family again. So, then Sunday morning, it all finishes off with the gospel show and jam starting at 10 a.m. in the Radisson. So a whole weekend of fun, and you all are involved in lots and lots of it.
Oh, yeah. I'm really excited.
Cool. Well, welcome back. You were here last year for the event, right?
Yeah, last year was the first time ever we were in Duluth.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're happy to be back. And we got to drive over a cool bridge to get here, so.
Nice, nice.
It was an adventure.
And you are Midwesterners. You're from Illinois on the border of Wisconsin, right?
So, that's right.
So we're just a little bit farther north than the weather's probably just slightly nicer down there right now.
Yeah, slightly nicer. It's very windy and cold up here.
It is, yep. Well, let's warm things up with a song. What do you want to start with here?
We're going to start off with a song I wrote called Insomniac Coyote. Coyote. Omnia Crayoli.
That's the Georgia Rae Family Band live from Studio A. And you said you wrote that one, Georgia. Is it based on a true story of a coyote?
Yes, yes. We have coyotes. You can hear the coyotes at night by my house. Mm-hmm. They answer the train. You know, you hear the train go in the distance, and it's so cool. But then also sometimes we get coyotes walking through our yard.
Wow.
And one time it happened at like 7 in the morning. And I'm pretty sure coyotes are nocturnal. So I was like, that coyote is supposed to be going to bed by now. It's like, you know, it's past its bedtime. It's an insomniac coyote.
Love it. I love it. And it turned into a fun little tune. I like
Thanks.
That a lot. I like that a lot. Well, so listening to interviews from you, you've been playing fiddle for a long time, since you were 5 years old, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started playing when I was 5. And then when I was 12, we formed the band so I could keep doing fiddle lessons, mm-hmm. because my dad got laid off, so we just decided, hey, let's form a band so I can make some money and pay for my lessons. It turned out to be really cool, and I get to write songs with my sisters now.
Nice. Well, speaking, how about are you older, the oldest of these three?
Actually, the singer,
a lot of
Kelly Jo.
That, but I'm the oldest. Okay. I'm 22. Georgia's 19, and Quinn is 17, about to be 18. On May 27th.
And so did you start playing and singing when you were pretty young as well?
Yeah, we all kind of like have all always had music in our lives.
I used to harmonize to the vacuum.
Yeah, Quinn used to harmonize to the vacuum.
Quinn, get up a little closer in the microphone and say that.
I used to harmonize to the vacuum.
That's fun. How long have you been playing mandolin? And I think you play banjo too, right?
Yeah, I've been playing mandolin for about 8 years now.
Okay.
And banjo for 7.
Mm-hmm. And Mom, Ronnie, I heard you had a lot to do with them getting started early in music.
Well, I bought Georgia the fiddle at 5.
Okay, yeah. And I heard you woke her up to practice in the morning.
Every morning. I jump on her bed. Come on, let's play, you know. And she did. Even when she didn't want to, she just didn't want to let me down. But then when she started playing, she was happy she started, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, and now it sounds like... Well, and what inspired you to buy her the fiddle? Were you a
she
music
had a
person?
Good disposition. Mm-hmm. She was happy all the time, eager mm-hmm. to please. And I always liked bluegrass music, so... Yeah, I always wanted to buy one of my girls. My doctor said, who I had 5 girls, I said, what are you going to do with all these kids? And she told me, I said, start a bluegrass band. I don't remember that.
That's hilarious.
But maybe it's true. Maybe it was
maybe
always...
It was always
in the plan, mm-hmm. secretly.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, it's obviously paid off for you. When you said you started a band to kind of help pay for lessons, was that mostly the three sisters?
Or was it actually started off, the reason why it's called Georgia Rae Family Band mm-hmm. is because it was just me and my mom at first.
Oh, okay.
And so we were playing nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just for as much money as my lessons were. So started off just us two, and then my sisters were like, they saw how much fun I was having, mm-hmm. and then they joined in.
Mm-hmm.
And... the name stayed the same. Some people say, you know, some people think, like, well, why not, you know, all three sisters' name in the band or something, mm-hmm. but, like, well, I started it.
It sound the same as the Kelly Jo family.
Kelly Jo and Quinn and Georgia Rae.
Yeah, that'd be a mouthful. It's already a mouthful. Yeah.
It's already long for the marquee.
Well, and you also do some solo stuff, Georgia, and you've won some fiddle competitions. You want to tell me about that?
Yeah, I started competing when I was, like, 6. Up until like August, I'm pretty much done with competing for now. But they really motivated me to have something to practice for, and I played all these songs with the band, too, so it was really motivating to have those contests to practice for and a really cool community of fiddle players to meet along the way.
Jordan Ray's your Minnesota state champion, third time in a row.
Nice.
Sometimes I forget. Sometimes I forget what year it is,
so
too.
Yeah, this is true.
Well, and you kind of branched out, so I'm going to assume you kind of started doing traditional stuff, is that
Yeah,
accurate?
I did a lot of old-time fiddle tunes, a lot of bluegrass stuff, and then within the past 3 years, I bet it was probably 3 years, I started trying to just see what other kind of music I could learn. So we've got some swingy tunes in here. We got, you know, because I love jazz, I love swing, I love every kind of music. My mom has a punk background. She used to be in a punk band.
What?
So all this...
I would not advise it.
So we have a lot of different kinds of music that we all try to all play together, you know, because Quinn is also always changing what kind of music she likes.
I love jazz.
Right now,
jazz.
She loves jazz.
Ooh, nice.
A few weeks ago, she really enjoyed Paul Simon. And before that, of course, you can't not.
Talking Heads.
But, you know, she goes through phases, so those influences come and go. And then we've got the punk, and we got the bluegrass in us. We've got it all, but it's just because we're not afraid to try new genres and try to play whatever we like.
Right, yeah. Well, and you've been doing a lot of looping lately, and you're going to be doing a workshop. I forgot to mention, you're also going to be doing a workshop. There's always workshops in the Cabin Fever Festival. Those are going on all day on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., I think. Is that right, Kim? Yep, I think I got it.
Yeah.
And you're going to be doing an improvisation one, and you said you're going to be doing some of your looping with that because it's just a great way to have something to play over.
So this loop pedal I've been doing for about a year and a half, playing and booking shows, doing solo stuff. Sometimes my sisters are too busy, and so I'm like, okay, well, I'll just practice by myself with this loop pedal. I've been able to write a ton of songs on it, and I think it's also a good way, it's a good practice tool that loop pedal is, so... I'm going to do a workshop tomorrow about improvisation, because last year we did this intro to improvisation or intro to jamming workshop, and it was very successful. We had a ton of people there who had never jammed before, had never even really tried improvising, and I got the whole room jamming. We were passing around solos by the end of the workshop, and it was so cool. So I plan to do that again, or depending on if we got some of the same people, you know, depending on how many people have never jammed or just a little bit, you know, we can get real crazy with our improvisation. It's going to be awesome.
So when I'm picturing this, I'm picturing you being the youngest person in the room teaching everybody.
That's how it was last year.
Which there's nothing wrong with that.
It was actually super fun, though.
Right, yeah.
And I was really happy to hear everybody. Everybody had really nice feedback to say that, you know, that, oh, you had good things to say. That was so encouraging. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm so happy that I could encourage all you people that are older than me. And we can all learn together.
Well, and you give fiddle lessons yourself, too, don't you?
Yeah,
and,
I teach, like, three days a week.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of clientele do you have for that?
I have a lot of students. I have a handful of really old guys that like to learn some fiddle stuff from me. But then I also have a lot of little kids that either play in the school orchestra and we're doing some of the orchestra stuff, but we're also branching out and doing some fiddle tunes and some jazz tunes. All ages I teach, and they're all super fun.
What's the difference between teaching a kid and then teaching a middle-aged guy?
My oldest student is 86, and my youngest student is 9. Or 7, I think. And so the difference is, really, there's not actually much difference because they both have a ton of fun. Maybe the difference is my old guy, he really he's got a good attention span. So sometimes I got to switch it up with the little ones. With the little ones, I got to really get crazy and just, you know, explore new ideas. But
sometimes
I dress up like Spider-Man.
for the kids.
For the younger kids.
She's done some pretty crazy things for her students.
But, you know, they like like it, and it's really fun. So you know, I'll do anything to keep a student motivated.
I love that you have an 86-year-old student. I hope when I'm 86, I'm taking lessons, fiddle lessons,
and he'll burst out in laughter in the middle of the of the lesson just because he's having so much fun, and I just gotta like laugh with him and just wait for him to control his laughter. I'm like, oh, this is great. I love this.
Oh, that's fun. Well, let's hear another tune, and then we'll come back and chat some more.
Yeah.
What do you want to play?
We'll play a swingy one that Quinn wrote called It Ain't Me, so that maybe we can all, you got all you people at home or in your car can be dancing.
1, 2, 3.
Very nice. Nice little swing.
Thank you.
And gotta love the kazoo.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get that in here very often, so that's always fun. It is the Georgia Rae Family Band live from Studio A today. And Georgia, so you have a new album out yourself, right?
I do. It came out on March 10th.
Nice.
And it's my first all-original solo project ever.
Wow.
So I'm very excited about it. Insomniac Coyote, which we heard earlier, that one's on it. A lot of the songs that we actually do, a lot of the songs that are on that CD, but they're different versions, you know, because it's all with my loop pedal and my fiddle. So, but it's really cool because some of the same songs that are on my Wingin' It album are also going to be on our album that we are currently finishing up in the studio. Also, all original.
Nice.
Our first all original album. We've just in the past like 2 years have just wrote a bunch of songs in our sister songwriting sessions. So it's really fun, and we're really excited about it.
Tell me how a sister songwriting session works.
We go into Kelly's room, Mm-hmm. And usually,
why Kelly's room? Is it
the
best room?
I have the best vibe.
Okay. She thinks so. She's for a while, she had the biggest bed.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. In the most room. Mm-hmm. But we'll take a ukulele or something in there, and we'll get M&Ms. We usually
lots of candy.
Usually M&Ms is our go-to. And we'll just sit together and talk and write a song.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had some pretty successful sister songwriting sessions.
Nice.
Yeah.
And sometimes, so we've heard one from each, you, Georgia Ray, and you, Quintessa. So do you sometimes just bring in stuff you've been working on separately? And
that's usually how it is. We usually have a start of a melody or an idea of what we want to do, and then it all comes together. Sometimes it takes, a few sessions to really finish out the song, but it's...
And then sometimes Georgia comes to me with something that's totally, pretty much finished. And she was like, I need you to listen to this. And we added, one verse.
Yeah, Kelly, the latest song that we just added to the list, I pretty much had most of it written. Because I wrote most of it in the car while I was driving just in my head. And I was like, okay. So I came home, I wrote it all down. And then I asked Kelly to help me finish it. And all she needed to do was...
It was four lines.
Four lines. She finished the song, and she helped me a little bit with the structure of it, and it was done. So I was like, dang, I love this. I love
it. We just have to, talk about it.
Yeah. Well, that's usually what it is, because we're missing that one piece that we know what we want to say, but we don't know how to say it, so we got to talk it out, and then usually it all comes together.
That's really great. It's, because sometimes I think it can be hard to write with other people, but it sounds like it's not a problem.
Good with the sisters because it's kind of sometimes you have to have a heart to heart.
Yeah, that's usually what it is. It takes that sister time, quality sister time talk to really get what we want.
And maybe it's easier to be blunt with a family member than it would be if it was your friend.
Yeah,
and you want to say, that line doesn't really work.
You know,
it
Georgia,
might be easier.
This sucks.
We're like, really? I don't know about that.
Well, that's a lot of fun. So have you put out albums of covers before? You said it was have your first original album.
We have four albums out at the moment. Mm-hmm. And the last three albums each have at least one or two originals on there. Mm-hmm. But this is going to be our first album where it's all originals and all of our own songs.
Wow. So what brought that about? Why do you think now, are you just writing more songs for some reason?
I think
how did
that's
that come
it.
About?
I think... Part of it, I never knew what to write about, because I was like, I've never been in love. I haven't lived long enough for this. But then I think we're just kind of really, we're just really learning a lot in the last 2 years, so we have stuff to write about.
Mm-hmm.
So new album that's coming out is also just, it's going to represent where we are in our life, and our older albums, each album is just a little... kind of just showcases where we are in our life. And so this is our first one where we're, we're really comfortable. We feel comfortable in our skin and what we're saying, and we feel comfortable about what we're singing about. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm really excited about it.
Nice. Ronnie, do you ever get involved in any of these songwriting sessions?
Oh, no, I supply the M&Ms sometimes.
Oh, that's important. That's very important,
it's
actually.
It's a vital key to the sister songwriting session.
And they play it for me in the kitchen when they're done writing.
Oh, nice. Nice. Well, let's hear one more. What do you want to wrap up with?
All right, well, we've heard one that I wrote. We heard one that Quinn wrote. Now it's time for one that Kelly wrote. Here's a secret. It's about her cat.
Won't you come home, baby? You should be home to me. Usually by now you've come on in. It's so unusual, you're not like this. My worry is cut so deep, and I can hardly say your name. But I keep calling and I'm waiting, and I feel so much pain. Lying in the dark, oh.
by now you've come on in. It's so unusual, you're not like this. My worries cut so deep, and I can hardly say your name. But I keep calling and I'm waiting and I feel so much pain.
That's the Georgia Rae Family Band live from Studio A. I'm glad you told me that was about a cat because, you know, it could be about a person.
It could be about a person, yeah. And I wrote this. He was missing for a few days. I'm not just like a crazy cat lady.
He was missing for a few days.
And I wrote that song. And then, what do you know? As soon as I'm finished with the lyrics, he shows up.
Knocking at the door.
He grabs a screen door and, like, I'm sitting in my bedroom in the basement, and I'm like, do I hear the cat knocking? And I ran upstairs. Sure enough, my cat, he was really dirty when he got home.
And now he comes every time he hears the song. So if we need to find Albert the cat, we just play the song.
Is that the cat you showed me a picture of before?
Yes,
okay.
My yoga mat.
Very cute.
Yeah,
very cute.
He is so lazy and adorable.
We were having some cat talk before the session here. Well, thank all of you. Thanks so much to all of you for coming in today. That was really fun.
Thank you for having us.
And come on out to that Cabin Fever Festival.
Oh yeah,
it's cold outside.
Cabin Fever Festival. All right,
we're trying my cat.
I'm gonna do the rundown here. Okay, so this was the Georgia Rae Family Band, and they're the headliners this year, which means tonight. So all the fun starts tonight at 6 o'clock at the Radisson Main Ballroom downtown Duluth, and with an open stage, and then lots of performers. And this band is playing at 9 o'clock, followed by Cousin Dad at 10. There's also a swing dance going on tonight at Harbor City International School from 7 to 9 p.m. And then tomorrow, the music kicks off at 11 back at the Radisson Main Ballroom, and the Georgia Rae Family Band plays at 3:15. And then during dinner, the Fish Heads will be kicking off the dinner show starting at 4:30. And then there's an old-time dance from 6 to 9 p.m. again at Harbor City International School. And an evening concert starting at 7 with Georgia Rae doing a solo thing. And then the family band is back at 8:45 tomorrow night. And then Cousin Dad following that. And then the whole thing wraps up on Sunday morning in the Radisson with the Riverside Bog Stompers kicking things off at 10 a.m. So, whew. That's a full weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And workshops. I forgot to mention the workshops again. All day, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday. So lots of fun for the Cabin Fever Festival. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Emma Gilhausen, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.